Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, sports gambling is an emotional roller coaster. On Saturday, it was a great day, a banner day. I made over $600, and I felt like the greatest handicapper since Jimmy the Greek. 2 days later, I feel like a complete loser. I don't want to go over the details, but bottom line is I had two units on IUPUI, the worst team in college basketball. I was at a plus 6.5. They lose by 7. So I lose two units by a half a point. Then I had UMass minus the 15. They're up 25 at halftime. They're up 27 in the second half. They're up 21 points with less than 3 minutes to go. And wouldn't you know, they win by 14. It was a gut-wrenching night. I lost $409.09. You can look at the show notes and see the rest of the details. I do want to give props to Noah in Florida. He told me to tease the Bucks in the under. He was right. Plus, he wanted me to back the Bucks on the money line. I don't know how he cashed those tickets, but he did. So once again, congrats to Noah in Florida for hitting those plays. But hey, college basketball, we're going to bet it about 150 days this year. We're going to have good days. We're going to have bad days. Yesterday was a tough one for me, but hopefully today is much better. And I like the card for Tuesday. We'll see if that's good or bad. So let's lead off with the Jimmy V Classic at Madison Square Garden. I'm on Duke minus the 3 over Iowa. So Duke is 8-2. They're coming off nice back-to-back wins over Ohio State and Boston College. The Blue Devils, though, they're 0-2 in marquee games this year, losing to both Kansas and Purdue on the neutral floor. Duke should have a nice size advantage over Iowa, with the Hawks' biggest regular measuring out at 6'9". Coach Fran McCaffrey for Iowa, well, he's going for win number 500 tonight, so that's a big storyline. His Hawkeyes are 6-1 on the season, with a couple good wins over Seton Hall, Clemson, and Georgia Tech. Not great teams, but solid teams there. Their lone loss this season was a 13-point loss against TCU. Iowa does have some talent, including Chris Murray, who's filling up the nets with an average of 21 points per game. But I think Duke is ready to put together a complete game on the big stage. So I'm going to back the Blue Devils minus the 3 over Iowa. Next up at the Jimmy V Classic, it is Illinois plus the 4 over Texas. I think this should be a great basketball game, by the way. Texas is 6-0 on the year. They're ranked number 2 in the land with good marquee wins over Gonzaga and Creighton on the resume. Illinois enters the game at 6-2 with good wins over UCLA and a partial good win against Syracuse, I guess. I don't know if we consider Syracuse a good win these days or an okay win. I call it a win, though. It's Jimmy Boeheim. That's always a good win, I guess. But they've also lost to Maryland and Virginia, both ranked teams, so nothing to be embarrassed about. Texas, we know, plays great defense, but from a matchup standpoint, the Fighting Illini should be just fine. Illinois has a size advantage. Motivation should be high coming off of a loss, getting to face an undefeated team ranked number 2 in the country. It's an opportunity for a marquee win. And this is also the first game out of the state of Texas for the Longhorns. I expect Illinois to win, but I'm just going to grab the 4 with the Fighting Illini over Texas. Next up, we go to the Missouri Valley. It is Toledo minus the 2.5 at Northern Iowa. So UNI is 3-4 overall, but 3-0 at home so far this season, including a 7-point win over Northern Illinois, who's picked 12th in the MAC this year, and Evansville by 17, also picked 12th in the Valley this year. It's not exactly powerhouse programs. Toledo, meanwhile, they're picked second in the MAC this season. They're off to a 5-3 start. It's a Jekyll and Hyde resume for them. The Rockets have lost 3 of 5, including a 7-point road loss at George Mason last time out. But they do have nice wins this season over UAB and Richmond. UNI plays that good, tough Missouri Valley Conference defense, giving up just 65 points per game. Toledo, on the other hand, well, they're up-tempo. They average 85 points per game, and they have 3 players averaging more than 17 points per game. I think Toledo has a little too much firepower for the Panthers, so I'm going to back the Rockets minus the 2.5 at Northern Iowa. Then the final game of the card is in the state of Georgia. It is the Georgia Bulldogs plus the 5 at Georgia Tech. So full disclosure here, I'm a big Mike White fan. He never finished below 500 in the SEC at Florida. He won at least one tournament game in 4 out of his 6 seasons that they had a tournament. His Bulldogs are projected this year to be 12th in the SEC, but even with the injuries and illnesses, I'm seeing some positive things. I expect the top scorers to be a go tonight after practicing on Monday, according to reports. The Bulldogs are 7-2 with respectable losses against UAB and Wake Forest. Georgia Tech, on the other hand, is 5-3. They're 4-0 at home. They have no great wins. They have 3 losses against top 50 programs, so nothing to complain about there. But the Yellow Jackets are projected 15th in the ACC, so it's tough for me not to grab the 5 with Georgia. I'm going to do just that. I'm on the Bulldogs, plus the 5 at the Yellow Jackets. So let's recap your card for a Tuesday. Please let luck go my way today. I'm on Duke, minus the 3 over Iowa. I'm on Illinois, plus the 4 over Texas. I'm on Toledo, minus the 2.5 at Northern Iowa. And I'm on Georgia, plus the 5 at Georgia Tech. So that's your card for a Tuesday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.